Google bets on Mr. Beast. Meta bricks its own cameras. Google announced a multi-year partnership with Jimmy Donaldson, better known as Mr. Beast, to embed Gemini AI across wilderness survival content, a standalone advertising campaign, and Fitbit Air wearable integrations. With more than 350 million YouTube subscribers, Donaldson commands an audience larger than the combined primetime viewership of every major U.S. broadcast network. The deal, reportedly valued in the hundreds of millions of dollars over multiple years, is one of the largest individual creator arrangements ever structured, and reflects a deliberate effort to move Gemini from the enthusiast tier into mass consumer consciousness among audiences still forming their AI brand loyalties. The Fitbit Air integration may be the most strategically significant element. Wearables represent the missing piece of the ambient AI puzzle. Phones are personal but situationally absent. Computers are tethered. A wrist-worn device continuously gathering health data and interfacing with an AI assistant for real-time feedback would be a different category of product from anything currently shipping. Apple Watch carries enormous installed base but a still maturing Apple intelligence. A Fitbit Air with tight Gemini integration would enter a crowded field potentially carrying superior AI capability. Meta's smart glasses story cut against the optimistic consumer tech narrative. The company discovered that a significant number of users had physically covered or destroyed the LED indicator lights on their Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, the lights that signal active recording, and responded with a software update permanently disabling the cameras on those devices. The policy rationale is clear. Those indicator lights exist because regulators in multiple jurisdictions required them as a condition of market approval, and circumventing them arguably violates the terms under which regulators permitted the product to exist. But permanently destroying hardware functionality in a purchased product, with no restore path, is an aggressive assertion of manufacturer authority that right-to-repair advocates and digital ownership campaigners are likely to contest. Intel reversed its planned sale of the 162-acre Folsom campus, citing long-term strategy. The company has been under severe financial pressure as TSMC captured the leading-edge foundry market and AMD and Nvidia eroded its processor business. The reversal likely reflects some combination of an improved financing picture, the absence of an acceptable buyer, or, most practically, operational commitments tied to CHIPS Act funding that could trigger clawback provisions if the campus changed hands.